Good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Online Life Coach Show, where I make my listeners understand that everything you are going through is preparing you for what you ask for. The divine plan for your life is so much bigger than your own. You think you've got a plan? Wait till you see the divine plan for your life. Your future is going to boggle your mind. This is exciting stuff if you think of it this way. The places you will be guided to, the people you will meet, and the levels you are going to reach is absolutely magic. I'm also trying to develop, promote, and encourage every listener to have confidence in their decisions, because you are part of a collective consciousness that has all the answers and solutions for every next step in your life. Your conscious mind should have a no-doubt attitude, because no one else knows what's best for you beside yourself. You've got that little voice that you hear, okay, don't do this, do that. Don't do this. No, stop doing that, Jock. Immediately. It's not going to work. That's what I'm talking about. It's that voice. Listen to that voice. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jacques Fillion. I'm a social media influencer. Life threw me a huge curveball after a big accident that left me paralyzed in 2015. I got to the realization that I'm created to create content to influence and guide my audience to enjoy every second of their lives. Well, I moved from everyday vlogs to podcasts because it's just so much easier. I've got a very busy life, and to edit videos every evening takes its toll. So a quick podcast also works. It's awesome. My life used to be hectic, and the accident forced me to slow down. Exactly what I just said. Well, it's still hectic, but not as hectic, meaning I'm at point A, then I'm at point Z, then quickly I'm at point O, then I'm moving back to point B. It was too much. And I think the universe said to me, okay, Jacques, slow down and do something with your life. Do something where everybody can benefit. And that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing this, for basically the fun of it. Not for a living, but as long as I can influence people, it's great. I've got a much bigger audience than before the accident. Once again, people that follow me on my vlogs, my blogs, my social media platforms, my podcasts, I live to everything that you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for in life. I need to set the pace to assist other people in life, and I would love to influence especially the people with a spinal cord injury, because I know how they feel. Directly after your accident, it feels like your life came to an end. I thought, that's it. Until I got into stuff again and just life goes on. I'm not so big on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I rather spend some time on my own site, which is jacquesfillion.com. Where I discuss different topics about everyday life, and it's available through any search engine rather than limited to friends and followers on social media. For instance, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me on social media by using the handle Jacques Fillion. Like and subscribe or follow me, and if you would like to send me a private email, mail me on lifecoach@jacquesfillion.com, or if you use the Anchor app, by the way, if you don't, download it, it's an awesome app, and join the conversation by leaving a voice note that I will use in a next show, or give some feedback on a specific subject or a topic suggestion. To Today I would like to discuss what makes people tick. I've been going through a patch where I meet pets, personal emotional trainers, and they are seriously pushing my buttons. And I must just understand that they come from a different walk in life, and maybe they've got insecurities or some or other emotional problem, and I just want to reject these people. But in a work environment, it's different. I don't like to handle, or I don't want to deal with, staff's emotions, but in a way I'm responsible for that. I have an obligation towards them, because people don't come over your path for just any reason. They are in your life for a reason. They've been sent to cross your path, so you have to make them part of your journey, but that's difficult. So that's why I'm doing this podcast about what makes people tick. I've hit Control B when I type this one. Many people are very different from ourselves, and coming to a place of acceptance can make the road easier. Exclamation mark. I don't have to even explain that line. Coming to a place of acceptance can make the road easier for everybody in the situation. Let's take a work environment, office environment. Just do this, accept, and it will make the road easier for yourself, because at the end of the day, stuff must be easy for you, and then you will make it easier for the rest of your team. All people have their own way of being in this world. It is the easiest to comprehend this basic yet profound fact when we consider that every human being on the planet occupies a distinct role in the universe. Sometimes people are placed in the universe, on this planet, in my life, to irritate me and to push buttons. So I need to sort this out. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Okay. We grow up in different environments, so we are affected by a unique range of influences. The preferences, values, and beliefs we embrace are frequently related to our childhood. So, you know, it's a big thing. It comes a long way for some people. The need to individualize our experiences is instinctive, as doing so enables us to cope when we must face challenges on our own. So, you know, it's not like when you grew up and your mom held your hand. You felt confident, you know, you weren't scared. There was no fear because mom's with me. And yeah, you walk into another environment, a work environment. Okay, you have to look after yourself now. You have to stand up for yourself. There's nobody to protect you. And that's what happens. People become irritation. That sounds terrible if I say that, but my listeners are catching my drift, definitely. Consequently, each of us has developed a perspective that is uniquely yours or ours. Interacting peacefully and constructively with people from all walks of life is a matter of first understanding where they are coming from. Once again, understand where people's coming from. You must sit down and spend some time with this person, even if you don't feel like spending time, but just hear this person out. Hear where this person's coming from. I mean, it's not going to happen in the first conversation, but still, hear where this person's coming from, and then you can understand why people are reacting in a certain way and why people's personalities are like that. There's no word that I can use to exactly explain. I can just use irritation. That's it. We can adjust our expectations so that we avoid making undue assumptions about where they are in their lives. In the face of emerging interpersonal conflict, it is easy to assume that others are being difficult, unreasonable, stubborn, attitudes, they've got moods, but we become frustrated when someone in our environment does not share our opinions or they feel compelled to support us in our decisions or whatever we believe. It is likely that the individual or individuals before us, because there's a few people, usually a few people that don't agree, they may simply possess differing notions with regard to what is and what is not important in life, because someone's right is someone else's wrong. It's all about perception. I always say there's no right or wrong, because my perception, my perspective may be different, but we can ease the tension that exists between us by reaffirming our belief in the fundamental right of all beings and determine their own destinies. To foster a harmonious relationship, harmonious, good word. To foster a harmonious relationship, we need to do our best to relate to the unique universes they inhabit. People are weird. We are weird. I'm weird to other people. So that's why I say, we need to do our best to relate to the unique universes they inhabit. Universes, not suburbs, not a specific group, but universes they inhabit. As we discover what makes them tick, our ability to find a mode of interaction that is pleasing to both of us is enhanced. So find that mode and your life will be so much easier in a certain situation. When there's barriers keeping you from connecting with someone else, think of questions you can ask them to gain more thorough information and understanding of their point of view. You must try to get into their heads, try to see how they see things, what's their perspective on a certain subject. You'll know what to do. I mean, I just try to cover a very broad spectrum of problems, possibilities, when we deal with people that relate to a unique universe. You may discover that in addition to the differences in perspective dividing you, they are subject to insecurities and other personal issues that influence their way of seeing the world. I mean, their picture is so much different than yours. Everybody's picture is different from the next person's picture. So try and discover and see what's happening. See what makes them tick. You usually, if you use a word and you get a twinkle in the eye or a somewhat of a smile, you know, aha, I've got it. It is likely that you will never fully grasp the complexities embodied by humanity, but you can go a long way towards encouraging mutually satisfying relations by reaching out to others in spirit and in a, let's say, sympathetic comprehension. So there you've got it. That was a quick podcast on, if you've got problems, let's say in the workplace, in the office environment, because in friendship, you won't really have this problem because you choose your friends. your family, maybe your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law, something like that. But okay, let me go and work on my blog. I've got another blog I'm busy with, so I gave you a piece of my mind on what makes people tick. Enjoy, everyone, till the next podcast. Cheers, bye.